Parents across West Nile have been urged to prioritize school feeding as a key pillar for effective learning following growing concerns over rising dropout rates in community schools. Education experts report that many children are missing classes or underperforming because they attend school on empty stomachs. In several public schools, the absence of reliable feeding programs has left learners struggling to concentrate, forcing some to abandon school altogether. And Adiru Asmasia Beatrice, the head teacher of Arua Hill Primary School in Arua City, says teaching a hungry child is both traumatizing and challenging for teachers.
So when you are in the class busy explaining and the child is hungry, we as a school always tell teachers not to hurry to judge. At times you see in the afternoon all these children who are not feeding the school are sleeping. They understand nothing. It's so traumatizing. We cannot help everybody. But as a school, what we have now tried to help within our limit is to pick up the really vulnerable children and we feed them as a school.
Dramuke Thompson, a primary 7 teacher, attributes the feeding challenge to poverty at household levels and inadequate food supplies in many homes. However, he explains the importance of feeding at school.
The saying goes, a hungry teacher teaching a hungry child, no learning takes place. You know, when a learner gets into class without something in the stomach, it is hard for such a learner to really get what the teacher is saying, equally when the teacher goes hungry. Because having meals at school, one, the advantage is after the meals, the learners and the teachers have enough rest before entering for the next lessons. Secondly, it even reduces risk factors of accidents. When it is lunchtime or break time, you find these other learners run home, and we know our roads, we know our road users. Many a times we have got accidents that meet our learners on the road. So,
meanwhile, Buatom, the head of projects at Arua Hill Primary School, is calling for practical solutions. He encourages schools to utilize available land for gardening and involve pupils in food production as a sustainable way to support feeding programs.
When it comes to the feeding program in the school, much as the school is in the city center where there is no available land for cultivation, the little plots that we have, with the help of the school administration, we have acquired holes. We do buy seedlings that we involve the boys and the girls in the garden, in the little garden work, and they produce vegetables that help maintain the nutrition of the children in the school.
In 2013, the Ministry of Education and Sports introduced the National School Feeding Program to improve retention and performance. However, more than a decade later, many schools in the region are yet to fully benefit.